In the day's other headlines, the death toll confirmed from Friday's powerful tornado in Mississippi was revised down to 21 from 25. That word came as volunteers and aid poured into the hard-hit Delta Flatlands. Drone footage showed two small towns all but leveled. Officials say the twister damaged or destroyed more than 1,600 homes and that a full recovery could take years. In Ukraine, the head of the UN Nuclear Agency warned again that Europe's largest nuclear power plant is under threat. Rafael Grossi told President Volodymyr Zelensky that conditions at the Zaporizhzhia site are not improving. It's held by the Russians and has suffered repeated blackouts. Meantime, Germany confirmed that 18 of its Leopard 2 battle tanks plus other armored vehicles have now arrived in Ukraine. Trains, planes, and public transit in Germany stood still today as labor unions called a one-day strike for higher pay. It was the latest major labor protest across Europe as inflation hits workers hard. In Munich, thousands of flights were canceled at the airport, where check-in counters were empty. Train stations were also ghost towns.
Right now, I could honestly just cry because I'm just terribly upset by it. I mean, I understand this, and it's good to be on strike, but I've had a lot of really bad luck lately because of the strikes. And of course, that really sucks.
The 24-hour strike also shut down Germany's ports. A U.S. aircraft carrier and its battle group began naval exercises today with South Korean warships. The joint maneuvers included air defense and other drills. They opened hours after North Korea fired two more short-range missiles into the sea, the seventh test this month. Back in this country, Silicon Valley Bank has a new owner after its collapse sent ripples across the financial sector. First Citizens, based in North Carolina, will buy SVB's deposits and loans. It'll also share the failed bank's other assets with the FDIC. And on Wall Street, the buyout of Silicon Valley Bank helped bank stocks in general. As for the broader market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 194 points to close at 32,432. The NASDAQ fell 55 points. The S&P 500 added 6. Still to come on the NewsHour, a new poll highlights a sharp divide between Donald Trump's base and other voters. Comedian Margaret Cho talks about her career and the role of comedy today. And March Madness lives up to its name with a very unexpected Final Four in the men's tournament.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.